Lisa, you forgot a package. Linda Alberton raced into the snow with the sparkling green package in her hand. I thought I had opened all of my gifts, Lisa said, taking the small square item and eyeing it carefully. Who's it from?
I don't know, Linda said, pushing a wisp of white hair from her eyes.
I've got to hit the road, Lisa said, eyeing the snow-covered driveway and mound of fluffy white stuff on her car. I'll open it when I get home.
You be careful, Linda said,
tucking her hands under the arms of her maroon and white sweater to keep them warm.
We had a wonderful time having you here, even if Audrey's run off with Prince Charming himself.
Linda grinned, her bright eyes sparkling like frost on the windows. Impulsively, Lisa grabbed her best friend's aunt, hugging her tight. I love spending Christmas with the Elves, she said, backing off and moving to the driver's door of her zippy red car. I'll see you all soon. Turning the key and shifting into gear, Lisa flipped on the windshield wipers and backed out of the farmhouse drive. She'd already stayed too long visiting the aunts and needed to get back to the city. Peering through the streaks of ice on her windshield, she slowly made her way down the lane. She'd had a fantastic week here at the farm with Audrey and her aunts, known locally as the Elves. Linda, Lois, Louisa, and Lydia had been a second family to her since she and their niece had become best friends in grade school. That was why it hadn't even felt awkward staying after Audrey ran off with a local cowboy. Lisa peeked at the pretty green package on the passenger seat where she tossed it a moment ago and wondered which aunt had held back their gift. There was no telling what those four would get up to next. Her back seat was already crammed full of warm woolen sweaters, caps and scarves, as well as fudge, soap and lotion created by the Elves themselves. The Alberton sisters were a force of nature in their own right, and had managed to run the family farm and goat dairy successfully for years, creating a niche market for their homespun and home-crafted goods. Linda the artist created all of the marketing and branding items for the soaps, lotions, and other beauty items that Lois made from goat's milk at the dairy. She also made pretty holiday crafts that were always in demand. Louisa, or Lou as everyone called her, raised sheep and created custom and one-of-a-kind sweaters, cardigans, scarves, hats, and anything else she could knit. Lydia was rather the odd one out with her practical chicken and egg production, but between them they managed the farm well. Lisa chuckled for a moment, thinking of Lydia's comment about old hippies and new yuppies keeping them in business. Again, her eyes traveled to the green package as she felt the car slid sideways on the slick gravel as she gunned it onto the main road. Now, why wouldn't one of the Elves admit they had forgotten to give me a present? She mused out loud as the wipers swish-swished over the ever-decreasing haze of ice. Lisa's phone buzzed, and she clicked the button to see her boss's name appear. He'd called her in for an important meeting the following day, cutting her Christmas vacations short, but at least Christmas Day traffic should be minimal at best. The white fields of the Colorado landscape zipped by as she drove toward town, surfing the radio stations for more Christmas cheer. When Jingle Bell Rock came on, she sang along, thinking of Audrey and her sleigh-driving cowboy. As happy as she was for her oldest friend, she was already starting to feel a little lonely. Back home in the city, she could always count on Audrey to meet up for dinner or grab lunch, and on rare occasions, she could even drag her to the mall to do a bit of shopping. Unlike Audrey, Lisa loved to shop. It was one of her favorite pastimes. There was just something tremendously rewarding about pairing the perfect outfit with the right person. Some days she dreamed of becoming a personal shopper for those busy people who thought that shopping was an Olympic event to be completed in the fastest time possible.